welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
Yay, you pointed. I'm Krista. Every time I'm just so happy you pointed.
You're a weirdo.
This is true. How's it going, Brandon?
It's going.
Yeah, you've been sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't record last week. I was at a bridal shower and you had no voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a voice now, kind of.
Yeah, it's mostly there. It's better than it was.
It's a little deeper than normal.
It is. It feels like you should be, like, I don't know, sitting in some, like, gloomy jazz club or something in the 20s.
It doesn't help that we're recording this in the morning.
And yeah.
It's a little more froggy in the morning, but that's okay.
Yeah. Speaking of morning, what are we drinking?
Delicious, important coffee.
Important. It's black coffee, but it is important.
It's just important.
True story. And do you have a nerd thing this week?
Not specifically. I've been, I can't remember if we talked about it, since it's been so long. A whole week we missed.
True story.
About the Xbox game showcase that inspired me to buy an Xbox, because there's a bunch of Xbox games that are coming out.
Yeah, we did not talk about this.
Okay, well, that's my nerd thing then. There you go.
You just got an Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you like it?
I have many Xboxes now, but this is the latest one.
Yes. Well, you have this Xbox now is what I mean.
Yeah.
I have only days left of school, which is very exciting. But my nerdiest nerd thing is I got a new tattoo yesterday. We're recording this Sunday morning. I got a tattoo on Saturday.
Tattoo.
And it is a Disney tattoo.
It is, yes.
My throat's a little froggy in the morning, too. Not as bad as yours, though. My mom and sister and I each got different versions of Winnie the Pooh tattoos. Did you like them?
Yeah.
Yeah. In honor of our spring trip to Disneyland, we did this. So my mom got a, with some cool shading and stuff like that, it is Winnie the Pooh and Piglet and Eeyore, and they're like blowing dandelions, and it's very cute. And then my sister got Winnie the Pooh eating honey, and she's got like a flower design, and well, mountain design, and then I got the A.A. Milne, Winnie the Pooh, and Piglet walking.
Yeah, so that's not technically Disney.
No, it's not, but it's inspired by.
Yours, anyway, yeah.
Theirs are definitely Disney.
Yeah. The Pooh has the two different styles. One is very Disney, and the other one is the old school. I like the old school. I like them both, actually.
I like them both. When I first went, because she looked, and she had more, like, similar to the new style, and I was humming and hawing, but I definitely went. I decided to go book. Because I was like, that bridges it for me a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's my two nerdums. and we have Acolyte to talk about. What do you think so far? Like, general, because it's two episodes, I know.
Again, this is Star Wars, and it's being very divisive online.
Ugh.
The episodes are too short.
Yeah, that's my only complaint so far.
I don't know. It just seems like it's just getting going. And
then it's done. Yeah. That is literally my only complaint so far. But it all depends on what happened. Like, how it goes, right?
Yeah, they're building it up as this big mystery.
Mm-hmm.
The really petty online complaints aside, the big Star Wars-y fans are complaining because they're worried about it breaking canon because, of course... In episode one, the whole thing is, well, we haven't seen a Sith in 1,000 years, and this is 100 years before that. So they're like, what is going on? Is this going to break that? And I assume that they're going to write, like, oh, they covered it up, etc. And, like, it might not even technically be a Sith. It's going to be a whole nother, from a certain point of view type of... Cop-out type of idea. But that's what people are worried about, though.
See, the thing that bugs me about that is, you know how things become canon?
Yeah.
Like, just saying.
And there was a cameo, and I'm not going to say who it was. It was kind of like a hidden, not hidden, it's not a cameo of someone that you go like, oh my gosh! But that other people, they're also worried about that breaking canon, because he's like, wasn't supposed to be... A super long-lived one of the ones that you'd expect to be around 100 years before. Yeah. But he's one of the Jedi on the council.
Oh, okay. I know who that is then. Yeah. I didn't know that he wasn't supposed to be, like, old.
Yeah. Previously, it was... He had a birth date in, like, Legends or whatever, and it was different, so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, wow. Things become canon when they get written.
Star Wars fans are weird.
Yeah.
And I'm a Star Wars fan, and I'm weird, but not like that.
Not like that. Not like that. Do you have a Better Know a Listener?
I do, actually. I do. We haven't done this in a while, and I was poking around, and I found a really fun one.
I love that.
Today.
Cool. I'm excited.
So, we have a listener from Hooton, Texas.
Hooton?
Hooto, Texas.
Hooto, Texas.
There's no N at the end.
Oh, and you were thinking Houston.
And I thought, I had to look up how it was pronounced, and then I still messed it up, but Hooto, it's spelled Hutto, so.
H-U-T-O?
H-U-T-T-O.
Oh, that is definitely Hutto.
Yeah.
But
it
I
sounded
mean,
Star
English
Wars-y
makes
to
no,
me.
Yeah, it does, because the hut.
But that's, so it's basically a suburb of Austin.
Okay.
Kind of small little city that's on the outskirts of Austin.
That's the area of Texas I'd like to go
to. Yeah, Austin's probably number one on my list of Texas cities to visit. It seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
The vibe there is pretty cool.
We like the arts community kind of stuff.
Dallas would also be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, doesn't matter. We're talking about Hooto.
Hooto.
So it's a little suburb. Not a whole lot going there. In fact, in the year 2000, there was only, like, about 1,000 people living
there.
Really? And now there's, like, 27,000.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
Austin. It's, like, how cities expand. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But it's most well-known for its city mascot. And you would never guess what it is.
No.
It's a hippo.
A hippo?
Hippo.
The Hooto hippo?
The Hooto hippos. And... Why would a city in Texas have a hippo for a mascot, you say?
I am wondering this.
Nobody really knows, but there's a few legends.
Okay.
Apparently their football team couldn't afford football jerseys, and so they wore, like, feed sacks, and the other team said that they look like hippos, maybe. But the most famous legend is that there was a circus train going through, and a hippo escaped and, like, delayed the train, and so then they...
That's kinda, a cool story.
Yeah, and there's, like, no actual proof, and it was, like, from over 100 years ago, so, like, who knows?
Embrace that story.
Whatever.
It's really cool.
Yeah, they embrace that. But they also have a theme song.
They have a theme song?
Yay, hippos!
They are hippo strong. Hippos are really strong, to be fair.
Yeah.
And terrifying.
There you go.
That's amazing.
They also,
I'm almost crying. Oh
they,
my God.
They also pronounced it Hutto in the song,
yeah.
So maybe that is how you pronounce it. I don't know. I Googled it before, but yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
But Google is giving you conflicting information now.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you are from Hutto or Hippo, however you say it.
Go hippos!
Go hippos! Hooto or Hutto, go hippos, that's what I meant to say. And also, you can message us and tell us how to properly pronounce that. So, see what version, if YouTube or Google is right or wrong. To be fair, like, we're not, like, our community doesn't have, like, mascots, but our high school does, and it's the pandas and panthers, and because we're the pass, we don't have either pandas or panthers.
We have micro panthers.
We have micro panthers. Her name is Lilith. And she cuddles and she goes,
yeah. I'm, often the animal doesn't super make sense, but like a hippo's
really bizarre.
A hippo in Texas
and for
is
a
random
community. Yeah, and see, a school's like, if it's just a school thing, that's different because it was literally they had kids pick it. Like
exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's totally different. I kind of like the hippo escaping from the zoo. I mean,
circus.
The circus. Yeah, I like that as the story.
I don't want a rampaging hippo in
my
backyard.
No, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
They would be hippo strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really cute. Oh, my God. Okay. Let's. This song's going to be in my head now. I'm going to be sitting there doing dishes. We are hippo strong. Okay, let's go to the news.
Disney A News Update.
So, let's start with the not as crazy exciting news and go to the most exciting news. You know the how there's a food collection like once a month-ish? The one for June is donuts, and actually it's kind of cute.
Oh.
It's I like it better than a lot of the food ones that they have.
That is interesting. That's very Simpsons donut.
Oh my gosh,
looking.
It totally is.
Huh.
Interesting.
I wonder if
I like
that's on purpose or not.
Ooh, that's a good question. The one that bugged me is I really like ice cream sandwiches, and they had the ice cream sandwich, but it was mint. And, like, that isn't even a thing there. It's weird.
Well, I mean, they made it a thing. They
They did it after the collection came out, which is bizarre. Anyway, so that's kind of cool. There's a lot of new merch and things like that, but the biggest news is ticket sale dates and prices have finally been announced when everything is going on sale, like 2 days ago or something, like this past week. For Oogie Boogie Bash.
Yeah.
I was getting there.
Yeah.
Normally they announce, well, last year they announced in May that they'd go on sale at the end of June. This year they announced at the end of June they'd go on sale at the end of June.
Yeah, they just didn't get around to putting a press release out there.
I think they were trying, like, last year they had a lot of problems with the site crashing and things selling out immediately, and then something's not working, and it was, like, a lot of problems, like, notoriously bad problems. And so I think maybe they're like, well, if we don't announce it, it'll just be like...
I guess.
They're also going to do it in three different sections. So before
which is very interesting.
Yeah, so before they had Magic Key and then general population. This year they're having two different Magic Key ones. The Inspire Key, which I am.
Top tier Magic Key gets a whole day before anybody else.
Yeah. But they also have specifically said they are having certain, like, a number of tickets for each day. So the idea is they don't want you to think that they're all going to sell out in, like, an hour on day one. And people, like, with your key...
Which,
may,
like, have no chance.
Yeah.
And then general public, really, really no chance. Mm-hmm. No, they'll hold some back just to...
Yeah. So on Thursday this past week, they announced that on Tuesday, Top Tier Magic Keys, Inspire, is going to go on sale. Wednesday, other Magic Keys, and Inspire again, of course. And then Thursday, everyone else. So we are going to try and get tickets for Oogie Boogie Bash. Wish
you
us
have
luck.
Three chances at it, I guess.
I guess so.
If you think about it that way.
I know. Wish us luck.
Yeah, it's it's interesting because the day we're going to be there is right at the beginning of Halloween. And it's
going to
be the very first Oogie Boogie. So it's going to be it's going to be the most busy except for the one that's like right close to Halloween.
Oh, yes. Exactly. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting anyway. We're gonna try.
It's gonna be the one that all the streamers and content makers want to go to, so they can stream and content make.
Yes, but if we get to go, that'll be fun to see them.
So yeah, they're getting geared up for Halloween. And the other thing that they announced is that Haunted Mansion, when it comes back, the queue will not be ready, and they will be using a virtual queue.
Yes. But that did provide some reassurance that they are actually going to open that weekend.
It'll be open for the start of Halloween, but there's still going to be construction walls.
Yes, exactly. But at least it'll be open, and that makes sense. It is insanely busy at the best of times when it hasn't been closed this whole time.
Like
so,
at the start of Halloween when they do the switch over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, virtual queue, they have nowhere to put them anyway, so this makes... so much sense to me.
Yeah, it'll be good to not have to try and battle a 3-hour queue or whatever. I would assume that if they're doing virtual queue, they won't have Lightning Lane Genie Plus either when it first opens.
I would assume.
I don't know.
Like, hard to say. I would assume it's just going to be virtual queue, but I guess we'll see. So those were kind of like the big news items coming out. And then the other thing is Inside Out 2 is now in theaters. We haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I want to. I've heard good things, though.
Yeah. I think it's an easy sell to do a sequel. They introduce a few new emotions.
Mm-hmm. A lot of new emotions.
Yeah.
But it's apparently it's quite emotional, but, you know, it's Inside Out, so that makes sense. Like, the movie itself is emotional. I mean, but it's made up of emotions.
Yeah.
Reaching too far there.
Yeah, sure works.
Just beating that.
And then, speaking of construction walls, Downtown Disney is getting a few less of them.
Yes, we're making some progress. We said before that they were showing the new entrance. New entrance is open. That's all solid. We've got, weirdly enough, the old entrance is all blocked off.
Yeah, it's going to be weird going there. I mean, the old entrance has been closed. I think we did talk about that
in our last episode. Sure if it was that one. Or,
yeah. Okay. I have vague recollections. My old brain.
Yes, because we talked about your theory that they're going to make it Disneyland Hotel specific.
So that's been closed for a while, and that is still closed. But they took those walls around Ding Tai Fung, and that looks like it's all ready to go.
And that is really nice looking.
The building looks gorgeous, and that whole area, they got like the fake grass in there, and like kind of rolling hills and the stage. It looks like a really nice little place.
I'm glad they're getting that kind of like set for summer. You know, they want people hanging out and they want
they'll have some summer little evening concerts and whatever, and it'll be nice.
And it's just nice to see fewer construction walls, honestly.
Starting to maybe somewhat go in the right direction, except for when they close Hungry Bear and the bridge to Galaxy's Edge.
I don't remember what date. When you're listening
very
to that,
soon.
When you're listening to this, it might be cool. Like, it might be this week. It might be their last. Yeah. In DCA, though, almost all the construction is done because they're doing the trail. I don't know what it's actually called.
Redwood Creek Challenge.
There we go. Yeah. And that's set to open
very soon. Yeah. And that's the only thing that's actually closed in DCA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's nice at least. Mm-hmm. And I think that's interesting cause they're going to like shut down again here in August to do the switch over for Oogie.
Yeah. It doesn't
take, but that's like a week.
Yeah. It doesn't take very long to do that. Mm-hmm. They start putting up the lights like while it's open and stuff.
Yeah. They do some minimal stuff.
It's not a hard changeover. It's not like, shutting down Haunted Mansion for 2 weeks to do that whole changeover.
Yeah, no. Yeah, nothing like that. It's actually kind of cool. We've seen streamers go through and you, like, find... Because you, other than stuff in the windows of Main Street and stuff like that, like, that stuff's pretty obvious. But during seasonal changeovers, the stuff that they sneak in when you're not really... That most people just don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of cool. They get a lot of stuff in there, like...
Yeah, they get...
While they keep stuff open. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a place where they do a lot of it.
Yeah, you can see it start popping up in like, Cars Land as well. They have some stuff that they change over.
Yep. Yeah.
Early and during park hours and whatever. But
I'm really curious to see that kind of stuff. We've also been getting our dining reservations. We're right in the middle of booking all that kind of stuff. We cannot get Trader Sam's reservations.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a case of, like, they just aren't out there. I mean, I know it's a small place, but
yeah. Well, and we'll do walk up. Like, I want to go inside.
But
I want to go inside.
And doing walk up, you're not getting inside.
Probably not.
No, you're not.
Unless,
like,
it's
specifically
really...
says.
Yes, I know. But
it
unless,
specifically says if you do walk up, you will be seated outside.
Unless there is availability, and there's almost no availability. But there's like a. We have the theory that the week leading up to Halloween is going to be really quiet because it's going to be between D23 and Halloween starting. So there'll be like just a few days in there. So if we get lucky, that's when we'll do it. But we have a few other things booked. We have Storytellers booked. We have, what did I just book?
Lamplight
booked. We're going to book some Ogas, but yeah, got some things going on. Very cool. Main topic.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head. It's just content.
Oh.
Disney A grab bag.
Pretty short main topic. At the end of May, one of the Sherman brothers died. This was the other one died a long time ago.
Yeah, I was gonna say the last remaining Sherman brother.
Yes. So
he was around for a long time.
He did. Yeah. So Robert Sherman died in March 2012. This is Richard Sherman, who died May 25th of this year. So I was poking around like that. No, don't poke me. That Once Upon a Studio video.
Uh-huh.
The one of the most emotional parts of that that they released for Disney's 100th is the last thing that Richard Sherman did on audio or camera, right? But it was audio. And that is he went back to the piano that was in Walt's apartment and played Feed the Birds that plays over when Mickey is thanking Walt's picture. I'm gonna get emotional just talking about it. Because that was Walt's favorite song. So I was just gonna do a little bit blurb, not quite as enough to be a deep dive, but a little blurb about the Sherman brothers, but specifically Richard Sherman. And then we're gonna do a little challenge.
Yay.
So first of all, the Sherman brothers, and this is literally like mostly Wikipedia. So the Sherman brothers wrote more motion picture musical song scores than any other songwriting team in history. Their work includes the live action Parent Trap from the 61, Mary Poppins, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and Bedknobs and Broomsticks, and the animated films The Sword and the Stone, The Jungle Book, except they didn't write Bare Necessities.
And that's the only song you really remember from that movie.
That's not the only song I remember. I Want to Be Like You, the King Louis song. Gary Gilkison, I think is how you say his name, wrote that. Charlotte's Web, which isn't Disney, but still. The Aristocats and The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. But they also wrote a bunch of theme park songs. Their two most famous ones is There's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow and It's a Small World After All. According to Time Magazine, It's a Small World After All is the most performed song of all time, beating out Happy Birthday. But to be fair, did they count every time you sing it?
Is it like they count every time it plays on both the attractions in Florida and
I don't
and
know.
Like you hear that song like 10 times over the ride.
I don't know what their criteria was. It's just Time Magazine says this.
Great. Wonderful.
The Sherman Brothers earned 9 Academy Award nominations. They won 2, and they had 2 Grammy Awards, 4 Grammy Award nominations, and 23 Gold and Platinum certified albums. So that's pretty cool. And like I said, the most famous song Walt's most favorite song is what I'm going to say, is Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins. They also did a bunch of other stuff that is like less well known. They did some like Snoopy stuff. And then in later years did like the Tigger movie. They did the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Broadway show, like adapted stuff for that. Mary Poppins. Yeah. But anyway, there is something called The Boys, the Sherman Brothers story. It came out in 2009, and I do believe, unless it was taken off, it was on Disney Plus as well. But which makes sense. But I know it was on there. I haven't seen it yet. But, yeah. So, anyway, I thought that was kind of cool. And the brothers seemed to get along very well in public, but they didn't actually get along in private. A notorious, like, the rumor is the wives didn't like each other either. But they said, like, they worked really well together. And I'm like, that's a lot of time spending with your brother if you don't actually get along.
And not doing drywall or something. You gotta have like creative.
But apparently
I don't know, that's interesting.
That is interesting. But I mean, when they say they don't get along, like, they clearly were cordial to each other, like,
right?
Yeah. So during the Sherman Brothers' 13-year career, at, primary career at Disney, when they were employed just by Disney, they received those awards and everything, but they made more than 200 songs.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's it. That's fine. my favorite is they also did the Tiki Room.
Yeah, I was gonna say I thought the Tiki Room.
And they did some. They did a couple Epcot ones. One Little Spark, which got. Gets repeated again in different things. Like, I think they even referenced that in World of Color and stuff, but that is referenced. That's from Epcot. And they wrote that too. So anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. And Robert is a member of the Songwriting Hall of Fame and was awarded the National Medal of the Arts at the White House. So maybe that's why Richard won. Maybe that's why they had an argument. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to say a line from a song, and all of these songs are written by the Sherman Brothers. And you're going to just guess what movie it's from. That's all.
Okay.
I'm not going to do supercalifragilisticexpialidocious before you get all excited here. Or Feed the Birds.
You probably could do Feed the Birds, and I wouldn't get, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, okay, as long as it's not Feed the Birds.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll throw that one in there.
No. I'm terrible at this. This is really mean, actually.
Oh, well, I was going to have you complete the lyric. Yeah, I thought that was way meaner.
Super mean.
Okay. It's going to be simple. I'm only doing 10.
Okay.
Okay.
I haven't had enough coffee yet.
It's all right. Let's start, like, really easy, then. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, and then I won't get it. Yeah.
No, you will. Like, you'll get
this
one.
Let's not preface things with how easy they are.
You'll get this one.
Yeah.
Where the birds sing words. And the flowers croon.
Oh, that is the Tiki Room.
There we go. See? Easy.
That's not a movie.
No, but it's from, like, an attraction. That but, okay. Or attraction.
Tiki, tiki,
movie
tiki, tiki,
or
tiki,
attraction.
Tiki Room. Tiki, 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 tiki. See, I finished the
lyric. Yeah, you did. You did really, really good. I'll do Small World next. No, I'm joking. I'm not going to do Small World. Okay. So, there you go. Already one right there. Next. Oh, man. I just read that they also did Zorro.
The original?
The one from the 60s and 70s. Yeah. So, yeah, that would be the original.
Not Antonio Banderas.
No. No. They also did Tall Paul, which was Annette Funicello's one that, like, broke into, like, popular hits and sold more than 700,000 singles and reached number 7 on the charts.
Okay.
I got distracted.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are getting distracted.
All right. Okay, so what movie is Higgitus Figgitus Pigitus Mum from?
The Sword and the Stone.
Correct. See? Not hard.
I didn't even know that was a song. I thought they were just, like, casting spells. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he was doing that as well. Do you not watch Sword and the Stone?
I have. Mm-hmm. It wasn't... It wasn't my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you'd think it would be.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like something that would be more up my alley, but... I don't know. I watch Black Cauldron a lot more than Sword in the Stone.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's a Jolly Holiday with You.
That's Mary Poppins.
That is Mary Poppins.
I couldn't finish that lyric either, though.
It's a Jolly Holiday with You, Bert.
Right.
Gentlemen like you are few. I'm gonna stop.
Yeah, please do. Okay. We don't need our microphone to break.
In rushing, rising rivulets. The rain, rain, rain.
Oh, that's Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, that's really hard.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
No, I mean, then as soon as it, like you do the next one, it's like, oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's fine then. I was trying to avoid doing that one, but that's okay. I don't think you ever watched that movie.
Probably
I'll avoid that one. Hup to hup.
The Jungle Book.
Yeah, I was getting there.
It's the elephants.
Yeah, the elephants, yeah. It's called Colonel Hathi's March, or the Elephant Song. Yeah. I was going to do I Want to Be Like You, but I literally had just talked about it, so I'm like, let's get together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two is twice as nice as one. It's a live action, if that helps. Parent Trap.
That makes sense.
Did you ever Watch the Sex Tape and Parent Trap?
I did not watch. I watched the Lindsay Lohan one.
Which
was pretty good, actually. I'm sure the original was better.
Mm-hmm. People have dreams, and they're the start. They follow their dreams with mind and heart. And when they become reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. It's not from a movie.
Is that the Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow?
It is.
Okay. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. It is.
That's an East Coast thing.
Yeah, but they used to have it in Tomorrowland. And it's like a...
It's for Tomorrowland. But it's... They don't have the Carousel of Progress in Disneyland anymore. So.
No. But they just play in different places.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is... tell me the movie that this is from. And some of these movies you may have said before. You can sleep safe and sound, knowing I am around. Slip into silent slumber. Sail on a silver mist. Slowly and surely, your senses will cease to resist.
Is that also Jungle Book?
It is.
Yeah, so the cause, like hypnotizing.
Yeah, exactly.
All the S sounds.
I saw the next one. Like,
Winnie the Pooh, no. Yeah.
That one messed with my brain so much. I didn't like it.
the guy who voices Ka, the snake, is the same voice as Winnie the Pooh. And it doesn't change his voice at all. It's exactly the same voice.
So it's literally like this horrible like moment of Winnie the Pooh trying to eat Mowgli.
He ran out of honey.
So this one, I don't... also, they did a... Burl Ives song, which is really cool. They did a couple. They did the Ugly Bug Ball, and they did On the Front Porch with You. Okay, here is another tricky one. So there's the line. The first line is similar to the title of the song, and then it's history, comedy, fantasy. There's drama and mirth. There's old Mother Earth with all of her secrets to see. The world is a treasure trove of faces. Fabulous faraway places. The hopes and the fears, the joy and the tears of people like you and like me. The kingdom of magic and science, the glorious story of art, the world of romance, of music and dance, this world where we each play a part. The miracle of imagination, the marvels of earth, sea, and sky.
Is that the spark?
Oh, no, but you're like you're on the right, you're thinking the right kind of thing.
Yeah.
The marvels of earth, sea, and sky. These wonders untold are ours to behold in the funny world, the sunny world, the title of the song.
What is it?
The Wonderful World of Color.
Oh.
Yeah. Like from the special that they did for the, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, that's pretty cool, I thought. Okay, one more. Because I don't know if you know that one. They also did the Spectrum song, which is related to that, in case you were wondering, which I'm sure you were.
I wasn't.
Weird. Okay, last one. Early each day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old woman comes in her own special way to the people she calls. And then that would give it away if I said
that. I have no idea what you're talking
about. I'm going to go down further. All around the cathedral, the saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see it, you know they are smiling each time someone shows that he cares. Though her words are simple and few, listen, listen, she's calling to you. And then it's the chorus, which has the words again.
Is that Mary Poppins?
Yeah, it's Feed the Birds. Yeah, for Mary Poppins.
Okay.
I was going to end with Feed the Birds.
Okay.
Yeah.
I picked up. I wouldn't even have guessed. It seemed like something from Mary Poppins. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have guessed even the song title.
It's
like, I have no idea.
It's that's a very pretty one. Do you know when they first did Small World, it was supposed to be like super melancholic, like very like, because they said it was supposed to be a prayer for peace. And so they did it like really slow and stuff. And then they're like, no. And they upped it. Also, the author, P.L. Travers of Mary Poppins, hated the Sherman Brothers.
Hmm.
Yeah, because of, like, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and stuff like that. And she was like, they're the worst kind of American.
She hated a lot of things.
I mean, this is true. But she also didn't like Dick Van Dyke, because she was very American. I'm sure the accent really adhered.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not the best Cockney
which
accent.
He readily admits.
No,
honestly.
He
he's just like, yeah, no, that's bad. You did really well, actually. There were some hard ones.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Not my strong suit.
No, I know, but it's okay. I just wanted to highlight some of the songs they did because they're like iconic, and he's not here anymore. But I thought it was cool that he did like one last thing kind of thing.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. That's our show this week. Thank you, Emil, who is responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and a link to email us. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. For our YouTube channel, we're now on YouTube Music, and so when we transferred over to YouTube Music, me posting the videos now, which is showing twice, so you have to go to the music section to get us there now.
I think that's a fallout from Google Podcast being no more,
yeah.
And Google owns YouTube, so they...
Yeah, exactly.
Did it.
Yep, they put it together. So, anyway, from now on, it'll be YouTube Music, not the YouTube videos, but still YouTube.
YouTube!
If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. And tell other people to listen to us too. Maybe people in your community, so Brandon can do a better know a listener from your community. If it has a hippo in it.
Yeah. You need a cool mascot. A theme song doesn't hurt.
Yeah, right? Especially like with a video with kids singing it. That helps. Yeah. Next episode, I'm going to be on summer vacation.
Hooray!
I think, in honor of that, you should get me to do a blind date with Disney.
I think so, too.
We haven't done one in a while. We said one should be coming up here soon, so I think that's a good transition into that. Sounds good. I'm up for it. I'm one movie, not a trilogy, not a series.
Hey, I've watched way more trilogies than
this
you
is true,
have. So
but
like,
I've watched way more movies than you have, and all of yours were in English. Let's just put that out there. I'm not anti-subtitle, but like, oof, stupid Gord movie. Yeah.
Magical Gord 2.
No.
Electric Boogaloo.
So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?
Winnie the Pooh tried to eat Mowgli.
He ran out of honey.